Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Dr. John Huber's here. He's the chairman for Mainstream Mental Health, a nonprofit organization, and he's also a professor of undergraduate and graduate psychology at Texas State University, and he's been a member of our Brain Trust now for a while, and he's here to talk to us about a very important topic. Dr. John Huber, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me back on. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you here. You don't have to sound so surprised, John. We like you around here.
Well, yeah, it's a little bit early over here. So,
hey, John, let's talk about bosses. Now, I've had good, bad, and ugly bosses. You've identified. You've broken them into two different groups, but these are just the bad guys, though. You're assuming that these groups are the ones that are all the bad guys. They're not all bosses.
No, they're not all bosses. What the two different divisions are, when you have a bad boss, they typically fall into one of these two groups: the dark boss or essentially the incompetent boss,
mm-hmm.
who just really doesn't know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, this reminds the dark boss.
Go ahead and tell us the definition.
Well, the dark boss is someone who actually virtually gets pleasure out of making your job difficult and stressing you out. I mean, that's their modus operandi. And when you do something well, they're the kind of boss who takes credit for your achievement, and they're very toxic.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, that reminds me of something I actually mentioned yesterday. I think it was yesterday. Dr. Scott Peck, M. Scott Peck, The Road Less Traveled.
Mm-hmm.
I was fortunate enough to interview him a few times before he died.
And really?
It was a great honor for me. But in his book, The Road Less Traveled, he essentially said, when someone came to him, they were typically in two groups, either the neurotic or the character disordered. And he said, I could almost always help the neurotic, but he said, I believe this is his exact words, he said, but I could never help the character disordered. And it sounds like when you look at your dark boss, that sounds like the character disorder, and the incompetent sounds like the neurotic. What do you think?
I think that's a very good division if we're going to get into the psychological terms, because the character disordered or the dark boss is more along the lines of a psychopath. And in fact, they tend to score kind of high in psychopathy,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, taking pleasure in somebody else's pain and those types of things. So.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. And they typically don't have a problem with what they're doing.
Right.
It's the people around them that have problems. So if you want to, you know, get somebody to change their behavior, they have to actually think it's a problem.
Well, the other thing about the dark boss, I think, if they are in the character disorder, if that's a way of thinking about it, is that nothing is ever their fault. It's always
Never.
So. It's always someone else's
Never.
Fault. Is a dark boss is probably the same way, isn't it?
Yes, yes. That goes to that character disorder. You know, they don't have a problem with how they are. It's everybody else who has a problem, and
right.
they realize that. Hey, I enjoy the way I am. So why would I want to change?
I love me.
And exactly. Very narcissistic.
Yeah,
very
exactly. So, in some research that you brought to the table today, half of employees have left their job to get away from a bad manager. I've done that before, many many years ago.
You know, I don't know anybody who hasn't.
Yeah, and you know what?
I don't know
here's
anybody
what I
who
found
hasn't.
Out though. Here's what's crazy, John. The first time I did my very first W-2 job, I left because of the boss. Mm-hmm. And when I went to the next job, his sister worked there. It did, not really, but it seemed like. I'm thinking the next person that drove me nuts was a woman. And I said, and I'm thinking, are you his sister? And that's when I realized you can't really get away from these people.
No, because they're everywhere. Because what do they want to do? A narcissist, a psychopath that's a narcissist that thinks they are God's gift to everybody, you know, they're going to try and get into positions of power so they can make things work right in their opinion.
So, so if you ever do get a good boss, hang on, right?
Hang on, definitely. And then, you know, just like your last section, you know, you talk about mentoring and they don't know you're necessarily mentoring. Learn from them. So when you become that boss, you take on the good traits. And, you know, one of the things that both the dark boss and the incompetent boss tend to have in common is they take away your control, typically through micromanaging.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times as an employee, you don't have very much control as far as you have a job to do, you're assigned to do it, you don't necessarily get to pick which jobs you pick. Our control comes through how we go about making the presentation, doing the work. If you have a micromanager, they are taking away what little control you do have, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden it's a very isolated and directed position where you absolutely feel helpless in the whole situation.
Would you agree if I said that if you have a dark boss, that's pretty much that you kind of know how the game's going to end all the way around for everybody, but if you have an incompetent boss, you can compensate somewhat for that and make the most out of a situation like that without having too much brain damage? What do you think?
I think you're exactly right, and if you're good at how you go about doing that, you can make an incompetent boss look very competent, and that's kind of scary because, you know,
then the Peter principle takes
being
over.
Incompetent.
Then the Peter principle takes
exactly.
over.
Exactly.
And they become exactly. then they become the CEO one day. You helped them rise to the. But however, if they are smart enough, and some of them I've met are, to recognize that you help them, they'll take you with them.
and that's one of the differences between the dark and the incompetent. Yeah, the incompetent boss isn't going to take responsibility for your good deeds. They're gonna give you accolades.
Well, there is that person called the conscious incompetent, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
John, I need your website quickly. Quick break, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.